A young girl and a woman have been seriously injured after a suspected stabbing in Dublin city centre this afternoon. Two other children were injured in the attack. A suspect has been detained by Gardaí.
5-year-old girl and a woman in her 30s are in a serious condition in hospital following an attack at Parnell Square East in Dublin this afternoon.
A date has been set for the trial of a man charged with the attempted murder of 3 children on Parnell Square in Dublin city. Riyad Bushakar faces 5 other charges, including assault causing serious harm, 3 counts of assault causing harm, and 1 knife offence.
Welcome to All Rise. I'm Aisling Moore, radio producer.
And I'm Frank Graney, News Talk's courts correspondent.
Today, the jurors heard from more first emergency responders to arrive at Parnell Square East.
Their evidence spoke to the chaotic scenes that confronted them and the efforts to save the little girl.
The jury was also shown some of the items recovered from Riyad Bushakar. This is All Rise, the Riyad Bushakar trial. Welcome to episode 8, Screaming in Pain. So it seems the judge jinxed things with his comments yesterday, Frank, about the excellent and smooth progress that was being made.
I think it's still making good progress, and the jurors were told today that that is the case. But yeah, look, a slight blip today. Despite being listed a little earlier than usual, we didn't get going until after 12 o'clock. And the judge, Mr. Justice Tony Hunt, the presiding judge in this case, he told the jurors there was a practical reason behind the delay that this morning, and he said that was out of their hands. And he blamed himself then for saying yesterday, you may remember, that everything was running smoothly, saying he had invited the house to fall on top of his head by doing so. That said, it is still fair to say that the trial is making good progress, even with the regular breaks that are taking place every day to accommodate Riyad Bushakar and his ability to sustain concentration.
So a few witnesses called before the lunch break, but the jinx struck again.
Yeah. And again, look, these things happen. We were all set to go after lunch when the jury foreman handed a note up to the judge. It wasn't read out in open court. The judge considered it, and he then sent the jurors home for the day. So they were expecting to hear some evidence this afternoon. That didn't happen, but they will be back tomorrow morning.
Okay. Well, listen, after a very busy few days in Court 19, only 3 witnesses in the end gave evidence today.
Yeah. More evidence from first responders. Brian Mulvaney was the first witness called. He's a station officer with Dublin Fire Brigade. He said he was working a 9-to-6 shift that day when he and his crew were diverted to Parnell Square East following reports of an incident in the city centre. And he told the jury that there was already an ambulance at the scene when they arrived, but he immediately recognised that the situation was chaotic.
He said his attention was first drawn to a small girl lying on the footpath where a paramedic, an emergency medical technician and a member of the public were already treating her. Nearby, he saw an adult woman sitting on steps who was clearly badly injured, and we now know that was the childcare worker Leanne Flynn. One detail has remained with this witness ever since that day.
Yeah, the girl's pink shoes stood out for him, and he told the jury he still remembers them to this day. He said he initially approached the child before moving on to another casualty, a man lying on the ground. We now know that that was the accused man, Riyad Bushakar. He described finding this man surrounded by a cordon of women. He said they were standing hand in hand, effectively creating a protective barrier around this man. But that once they realised that they were firefighters, they allowed him through at that point.
And once they did, a colleague of his remained to assess the man on the ground while Mr. Mulvaney returned to assist elsewhere. By this stage, more emergency resources were arriving rapidly. He explained that there were 3 casualties requiring immediate treatment.
Yeah, and he divided responsibilities among his crew members. He concentrated his efforts on treating Leanne Flynn. He described seeing a large laceration to her back. He said that she was in considerable distress. He said she couldn't breathe properly. That was something that she was repeatedly complaining about. They dressed her wound as best they could and then prepared her for transport to hospital.
While this treatment was underway, Mr. Mulvaney said he learned that two further children had been injured, so he went to assess them. At that point, Fire Brigade headquarters had received reports suggesting that five children had been stabbed. Having seen the casualties himself, Mr. Mulvaney corrected that information over the radio, informing control that there were two adults and three children injured and requested additional emergency resources.
Afterwards, he said he returned outside where ambulances were loading the casualties for transport. He told the jury events unfolded very quickly. He also described the distress among parents gathering nearby, many of whom were desperately trying to establish whether their children had been hurt. He said that once the mother of the little girl and the parents of the other injured children arrived, he was then able to reassure the remaining parents that their own children had not been injured. But because Gardaí had sealed off the area at that point, it was now a crime scene, and he said those parents could not immediately reach their children.
The next witness called today is also attached to Dublin Fire Brigade. David Hossbach is a firefighter and advanced paramedic and gave evidence today about the treatment he provided to the young girl.
That's right. And again, he described the scene as chaotic when his crew arrived. He said emergency personnel were already there treating three casualties, Leanne Flynn, the young girl, and Riyad Bushikir. He said he joined the advanced paramedic who was already treating the little girl. We heard from that man yesterday. And by all accounts, he did some fantastic work in very difficult circumstances. Mr. Hossbach acknowledged that today too in his evidence. By the time he arrived, he said that many of the emergency interventions had already been carried out and that all that was left to do in that moment was to intubate the girl to secure an advanced airway to help her breathe.
That was done, as we know, from the evidence heard yesterday. And once they had done all that they could for the girl at the scene, she was then transferred into an ambulance. Inside, she received blood products arranged by a doctor from the nearby Rotunda Hospital, and treatment then continued en route to the hospital.
Yeah, and once Mr. Hossbach was satisfied the specialist care was underway, he said that he left the ambulance to see if he was needed elsewhere. He was told that two other injured children had been assessed and transported to hospital, meaning his assistance was no longer required, and he was then released from the scene.
Before finishing his evidence, he described the little girl as he remembered her. She was around 5 years old, wearing jeans, a hoodie, a jacket, and again, he said he had very vivid memory of those pink runners. He said some of her clothing had been removed to allow doctors and paramedics do their work.
Yeah, and he, like the witness before him, wasn't cross-examined. So the third and final witness was then called.
This was Detective Sergeant Aaron Grattan, who described his role in the immediate Garda response. He's with the Special Detective Unit now, but at the time he was attached to the Divisional Drugs Unit. He was in an unmarked patrol car that afternoon with two colleagues, and at about 20 to 2, they received a report over the radio of a stabbing at Parnell Square East. On arrival, he said the scene was already filled with emergency vehicles.
Yeah, and by all accounts, the emergency response to the alleged attack that day was swift. He, like the witnesses before him, described the scene as chaotic. He said he saw Leanne Flynn sitting on some steps, receiving treatment for a large wound to her right torso. He said that she was screaming in pain. He said that he accompanied her in the ambulance to the Mater Hospital.
And while there, he said he became aware that Riyad Bushikir was being treated in the same hospital. As part of his investigative duties, he seized items belonging to Mr. Bushikir, including clothing that had been cut from him during treatment he received, his runners and underwear. And the purpose for taking those items was to retain or provide potential evidence.
That's right. And not long afterwards, he met with Garda Adam Keeley. We heard from him yesterday. He was the first Garda on the scene. He was the one who handcuffed Riyad Bushikir and searched him. And Garda Keeley handed over additional property recovered from Mr. Bushikir, including a mobile phone, a wallet, a black hat. And some of those items were shown to the jurors today and are now exhibits in the case.
Detective Sergeant Grattan also received a urine sample taken from Mr. Bushikir while in hospital. He later learned that Leanne Flynn had been taken into surgery. After completing his duties at the Mater Hospital, he travelled to Mountjoy Garda Station, where he formally handed all seized exhibits to the Garda exhibit officer, bringing his involvement in the investigation to an end.
Yeah, and that almost brought his evidence to an end, save for a brief cross-examination during which he agreed that based on his limited interaction with Mr. Bushikir at the Mater Hospital, Mr. Bushikir, he said, appeared to be unconscious. The trial then broke for lunch at that point, and as we mentioned at the top of the episode, no evidence was heard after the break. But the jurors are expected to resume hearing evidence tomorrow morning for what will be day 8 of this trial.
And we'll bring you whatever evidence they hear tomorrow evening. But that's it for episode 8 of All Rise, the Riad Bhushikar trial.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow us or subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any of the evidence.
All Rise, the Riad Bhushikar trial. A News Talk original podcast. Was hosted by Frank Graney and Aisling Moore.
Follow the podcast on newstalk.com, on the Go Loud app, or wherever you get your podcasts.